FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
Good evening and welcome FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is the beautiful FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely, lovely, lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us here live at a drizzly Ewan Fields in Tameside, the home of Hyde United, for Manchester Premier Cup final action between FC United of Manchester and Trafford. Ooh! Kickoff is coming up in 4 minutes time, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears, all the joy and all the tears, and all the love and all the joy and all the tears of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this evening, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, or if you know this guy personally, his brand new iPhone 5C.
Well, you ruined that, didn't you, Ben? See, the whole show, I've just to let you know, ladies, I've just done a show previous to this with Ben.
I turned up the wrong mic.
He was asking me questions, I was giving him an answer, and then he took the answer off me and finished it off himself. And basically, the last hour and a half of radio, it's all been about Ben. Ben FM. You just seemed to do that, didn't you? He said, well, you know what, don't bother tonight, don't bother texting in, it's okay. Save your money.
Swampy, what's the text number that people can get you on, Swampy?
Ben, to be honest, they're going to have to get used to it. My second to last game, FC United
like
Manchester.
This. Come on.
So Ben has been very thoughtful and brought a packet of crisps that he can only eat, food that he can only eat. After I pick him up, you know, I actually drive through all the traffic, going the opposite way to get to Hyde, to come to pick him up, to bring him all the way here. And he rewards me, after me buying him a hot Vimto as well, by calling me live on TV, stupid and a bit thick, because I don't know how to use a computer, according to him.
I was highlighting.
And also, you get enough. You get enough to say on this radio show. As the team's about to come out. It's a show.
FCUM Radio, Radio for FC United of Manchester. It's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this evening's historic Frank Hanna Manchester Premier Cup final between FC United of Manchester and Trafford. It's constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. It's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this evening's festivities. It's Stato Paul and Swampair.
Oh, you see when you change, that's what and Swampy, but normally you say, but first, Swampy. But you know, and Swampy. It's like Knob FM, this, isn't it? It's like listening to Knob FM with your host, Mr. Knob himself, to the right hand side. Team news, we've got a team sheet done. There we go. Not even
bothered. It's efficient here at Ewan Fields.
It's very good, yeah, it's very good. Paul, good evening to you.
Good evening.
A semblance of normality and a bit of professionalism to you, to your left-hand
side.
Thank you. Ben's been very, well, as someone's kicked the ball wide and high over outside the ground. We haven't kicked off, by the way. We're waiting to play. The teams, they've been announced, but none of them, no one's come out. A premature entrance from both sets of players.
Careful now, careful.
But Ben was enthralled by the ecstatic about the stat that in a century's time, people will go, do you remember when FC United retained the Premier Cup and in the three games they played didn't concede a goal? I mean, is that
he was drawing a parallel with the women's team as well, to retain a trophy.
Yes.
So he's embellished it a little bit.
Yes,
more, but
thank you.
We're not talking to you.
I'm
going to eat your crisps.
Sorry.
You're going to eat your crisps. And when he said it was drizzly, it's not drizzling, it's been pouring down. He doesn't understand anything, does he? But anyway, Paul.
The sad thing for me is tonight, regardless of the result, is the fact that it's not the last game of the season, and because of that, Trafford's team selection is no doubt influenced by their key game on Thursday.
Yes, I mean, well, in all fairness, I mean, there's a lot of players that have played a lot of games this season. The likes of Daddy Caldicott, the likes of Steve Mason. Actually, he was in the pub talking to me on Saturday about this game, looking forward to it. He's played, I think, pretty much every time FC have come to town against Trafford. He's been in the team. It's a good set of half. They've got likes of Danny Frost is in the team, James Dean's on the bench, Aaron Burns. So they're the main striking prowess. He's on the bench, in fairness.
Yeah.
But as you rightly say, it's a shame they've got a game. They've got a game today.
Absolutely critical game on Thursday.
And their game on Saturday. You know.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see how things go here and pan out here at Ewen Fields. But let me give you the teams first and foremost. It's in goal for United Manchester. It's Lloyd Allison, Joe Cena number two, Luke Hyer number three, Scott Kay number four. Jordan Fagbola number five, number six is Sam Baird, number seven is Daddy Rackey, Adam Gilchrist number nine, number ten is Connor McCarthy, and number 11 is Samuel Tater. Well, the best for FC United is Michael Jones, Tyrell Palmer, Elliot Simmons, Stephen Affleck and Thomas Greaves. FC United playing in red shirts, white shorts and white stocking, black stockings, and FC's goalkeeper playing in green, black and black. And I'll hand you over to my comrade to the left hand side to give you some familiar names perhaps in the Trafford lineup.
Trafford tonight playing in the old yellow strip. In goal, number one Grant Shenton, two is Sean Yeldrum, three Darius Palmer, four Danny Caldicott, five Steve Mason the captain, six Andy Langford, seven Chris Palmer, eight Lawrence Taylor, 9 Mark Derbyshire, 10 Declan Ridings and 11 Sean Miller. On the bench, number 12 Jack Dorney, 14 Danny Frost, 15 James Dean, 16 Aaron Burns and 13 the sub goalkeeper Mason Mostyn.
The referee this evening, it's a change to the scheduled the referee, and his name is...
Now you're asking.
Good question, we don't know.
I do know, it's that I can't see it on my screen. It's Alex Kirtley.
Alex Kirtley, and he's going to be ably assisted by whom?
Mark Reeves and Alex Gray.
Fantastic. There may well be some interference on this radio show this evening. There may be some, shall we say, fruitful language used. We have a plethora of people sat right in front of us, and I'm sure you might recognise the name of one or two. Plays for the BBC, don't you know?
Yes, the regular BBC man that travels around with us.
Swampy, calm down. It sounds like you and Ben are declaring war on each other. Stop bickering. I work with teenagers. Radio.
Calm, Kofi Annan.
FCWM Radio is my voice of sanity at the end of the day.
It's the FC way.
Oh, Lord, FC United Radio, the voice of sanity. Shoot me! He deserves it, Helen. You know, I mean, I could be nearly his father. He has no respect for me. He never says thank you. He never offers anything out. He eats his oranges in his pocket. He eats his crisps in his pocket.
Maybe there's a summer mediation course we can look into.
Maybe there is. Summer mediation, that would be good. Summer mediation happens so fast. I
just
met
get
a
that,
guy.
You know the thick of it where he's there in that, having to catch a ball. I just get that impression.
I've got to. I'm home, by the way. Twas a late one. Nice to hear you and Ben flirting.
Hi, Estelle.
So it's not Estelle. He's not my cup of tea at all.
Oh, look, it's a check thing handing over on the halfway line.
It would
line.
Be nice if that if the
nominate now
the money says. The money that was won. Would Mason imagine that if this game solved all our financial problems? Now that's a competition you'd like to be involved in, wouldn't it?
A proper £1 million game.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, anyway, Paul, on FC lineup? Obviously, Scott Kay now no longer injured, and Conor McCarthy equally recovered from that 24-hour bug.
I think we've pretty much got the squad that we've got left in the club now on duty tonight, pretty much, apart from Joel Logan, who's injured, of course. And Zach Corbett was obviously one of the players.
Look, Logan and Corbett here this evening.
Yeah.
Watching the game. Also Hughes. Hughes is doing a warm-up session.
Team selection always a personal preference. Whether we kept a similar side to Saturday or not. The good thing is, of course, we are playing two up front. I can say that. On paper.
You are indeed saying it, and loud and clear. The listening world is making sure. What you're saying, the big number nine, Mark Derbyshire, and he's a shall we say a traditional kind of centre forward, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a big 6 foot plus bald head bearded guy that could be on this pitch as well, because the rain has been getting onto the pitch, and it's a great service here, great 4G as the ball, the game of this Manchester Premier final, cup final that is, gets underway, and the ball on the halfway line, and it's Trafford in the ascendancy in this early part of the game. Bit of pace, the ball clips through, it's an opportunity now, but FC's goalkeeper has to come out there because Mark Derbyshire, well, those long legs of his nearly got on the end of that ball, but FC United done very quickly in the opening 30 seconds there, Paul.
Yeah, it was good passing movement, and FC were rather passive from the kickoff, and it took a smart bit of work from Allinson to rescue it.
Well, FC playing with a back three, two wing backs, a midfield three, and then two up top as Kieran Glidd tries to win the header, plays it to McCarthy trying to bring in Gilchrist, an opportunity now down the left hand side, but it's defended well by the number six, Andy Langford there, and cleared by the goalkeeper, who's wearing an all pink shirt, black shorts and black stockings. And Grant Shenton, well, again, another FC ex-player and captain of Ramsbottom for a long, long time, then at Staybridge Celtic, and now here at Trafford, and a very good goalkeeper and a great influence on the younger players, and equally a great character in the dressing room.
And of course he took place in the playoff game for us that was quite critical.
Indeed he did, yes, right. As Trafford come away with it, patiently playing from the back, doing some 1-2s there, but they give the ball away, and it's Kieran Glidd now. Great touch and turn by Glidd to Racky. Racky plays it back to Kay. Kay goes backwards, plays it to Hyam. Hyam back to Kay. Kay back to the halfway line to Samuel Baird. I might start calling him the Bard of FC rather than the Baird of FC. I think he's got the capabilities of really developing further and further as FC now with Racky. Racky's great movement there by Senior. And out comes Shenton, gathers the ball well, and his clearance, Racky came across and saw the danger because Darius Palmer was charging down this near left-hand side to try and win the ball, but good play from Racky. And the throw-in will be taken. Good, strong header by Sam Baird again. Up goes Glynn to win it. Does well there, Glynn. Second ball, though, won by... The visiting team, shall we call them this evening, because FC are in the home dressing room.
Yeah, I mean, we are technically the home side. We had the first choice of kit, I would expect.
Yes, Darius Palmer with the throw, 20 yards inside the FC half. Long throw down his near touchline. Again, Sam Baird wins the header. Kay on the ball. Plays the ball inside back to Baird, who leaves it for Senior. Senior chips the ball over the top. McCarthy heads a nice cushion ball down to Gilchrist. Now Gilchrist back to McCarthy. McCarthy's offside, though. And good defensive duties anyway from the... number two there, Sean Yeldrem.
When we played in the semi-final against Hyde, it took us a bit of time to acclimatise to the surface.
And we're quite high up here at Hyde as well,
aren't
we?
And then once we did, we kind of got a grip of the game a bit more. But Hyde gave us a bit of a run around in that semi-final.
They did indeed, and Hyde themselves are a team that may possibly be promoted by 5:15 on Saturday as the ball to the penalty area. Again, Baird wins the first header. Second ball, though, won by the visiting team, and it's cleared by Hyam. His keeper came out, and Lloyd Allison there could have possibly pounced upon it, but Hyam took no risks, and it was cleared in a corner ball to Trafford. It'll be whipped in, right-footed. Danny Caldecott, he's up there. There's a plethora of yellow shirts. Movement to the penalty area. It's a near-shot ball. Cleared by Hyam. One bounce out of the ground. And it's, if you've just joined us in this Manchester FA Premier Cup, it's FC United and Manchester 0, Trafford FC 0.
For those of you in the Trafford branch, who are you following?
Good point, well made. But it is 0-0. FC United still to concede a goal in this entire competition. The stats just don't lie.
They might distort.
I think they might well distort the ball. Flicked into the penalty area this time. Big number nine, Mark Derbyshire, just beat Samuel Bard.
Have you seen anything of Trafford this season?
I think we've seen them once, have we?
No.
Have we not?
No.
I think I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've spoke to the manager a couple of times.
Oh, Tom Baker.
The legendary Tom Baker.
Yes. Yeah, the legendary Tom Baker.
The two Toms in charge tonight.
From Tom Baker, ex of Halifax. Oh, there's, what's his name? Ex-FC United of Manchester's Welsh wizard. Oh, Woods, oh, sorry, it's your head there was batting. I like that. Well done. We heard that.
Yeah. Oh, we're in the cheap seats.
We're in the cheap seats, yeah. Anyway, it's going to be a throw-in down the right-hand side. Picked up by Derbyshire. Derbyshire now with the ball right at the far corner flag, and he'll get himself up to the corner. And, well, they've started off sprightly of Trafford, the three corners now.
Yeah, they've had a good start. They're obviously on the front foot.
Yeah, that's corner two.
Nothing to lose tonight.
Well, that's where Braden is, in Toulouse, isn't he? There's this corner. It's Malcolm Benz taking loads of interest in this game. He's just been tweeted as the ball whipped in. There's an opportunity now, and it's not the best control, but it falls out to the back post again. Chipped up, so a big high looping ball, but that's in and out for a goal kick. And it's 0-0.
He's advertising for commentators.
No, 6 minutes. No, he's not. He's not. He's just advertising for a lift of how to get to football next season. Just think of every home game that the men have on a Saturday and the women have on a Sunday. It's two buses, two trams every single Saturday, Sunday to
home
games.
I did do this for like 8 months last season.
You did it for 8 months, Ben. You got lifts. Don't tell fibs. You did.
I didn't.
We know you did.
He walked it, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's a martyr, Ben. Flicked on there, man, McCarthy. It was a good header by McCarthy as well, and it wasn't the best of control by Gilchrist, who actually was on here, playing here at Hyde for a month. Didn't quite work out for him, and he's back at FC United of Manchester, and he's one of those players that we have to say him and Racky and Tatum, thanks very much, because they offered to play for free for the remainder of the season, trying to help FC United in all things financial. The ball on the halfway line is Caldecott won that first ball.
And of course, talking of Gilchrist, he scored the winner in the semi-final.
He did indeed, in that 1-0 victory against Hyde. As the ball down the right-hand side now with Trafford. It's all been Trafford, really. FC United haven't got out of the blocks at all. Tatum having to defend down on the far left-hand side. As Sean Yildirim made good work down that right. And the throw-in's going to be taken. That's left for the number six, Andy Langford. And it remains 0-0 here. Ben looks annoyed there because someone dared to lean over and talk to somebody while Ben was texting and tweeting. Don't worry, Ben. You'll get used to it next season.
What is this? We're gonna have lots of happy moments next season.
You are, yeah. And there's going to be a corner ball, actually, to Trafford. Ball whipped in again. Caldecott with a header and a goal. And a great header and a great goal. And there was nothing FC United of Manchester's defence could do about that. Caldecott, as I say, 6'3", he got in front of his man there and he had directed it with a lot of power. Josh Mitten-esque, in fairness, and up over the top. And
yeah, the marking was poor, to be fair, when the ball came in. But the header was true, and Allinson didn't have a prayer, really.
We've got Lee Neville here, we've got Carl Margeson here. Adriano Basso, Carl. Carl looks, he looks about 15 years younger. I thought he was Carl's son. It's not, it's Carl himself.
James Hayes has just got very excited.
Did he? Why?
Radcliffe.
Radcliffe what? Oh, yeah, oh, what do you mean? Oh, well, Ben, you can't just say to it on air and then not... Anyway, I know what you're talking about, yes. Oh, and Corkin's here.
We've got two goals suddenly appeared. Don't know why.
Two goals?
Yeah.
No, there was definitely, it was a great header. But FC have to defend again. Fagbola back there defending. The keeper comes out and has to deal with it. But it's good play by Caldecott. Can he keep the ball in play? Yes, he can. FC's goalkeeper has to scramble back into his penalty area. Ball on the edge of the area now with a number 10.
Is it
Declan Ridings.
Is it not Derbyshire number 9? Oh, they switched.
Why, what did I say?
Caldecott.
Why do you just bring that up then?
No, because I'm right in the tweet. And well, I said Caldecott.
It's Derbyshire.
Ignore me. It's Derbyshire.
Okay, I'll ignore you.
Well, Linney here as well. And Daz Lyons here. In fact, it's like a big loving.
They all want to get pictured with the trophy, obviously.
Is that what it is? Oh, are the vultures circling once again? We'll have a bit of this.
Is it like the Last Supper?
Well, this corner's about to be whipped in. Decent ball in, headed away there by Higham. And even Lee Neville sat with the FC players. As down the byline they go again, left hand side, the ball whips in towards the back post as an opportunity, headed away by Higham. And now, can FC get out of their own half? They haven't been out of their own half for about 5 minutes, it seems, and it's now Sam Baird on the ball. Plays it inside to Scott Kay. Kay's ball across to FC United of Manchester's number seven, and he tries to bring in Conor McCarthy, but great defensive play there by Shenton. Did what he needed to do, and now Sam Baird pressurised, plays the ball down this near touchline. No one from FC United getting on the second ball, and all the way back to Shenton. But good play there by Shenton. He got out quickly, didn't he, Ian?
He did, yeah. Trafford have never beaten us in any competition before tonight.
Well, they're currently 1-0, and that stat,
that's gone out that, the that bloody
stat
window.
Has gone, Ben, as a poor mistake there by Palmer. Plays the ball into the feet of FC United of Manchester's Kay, and FC get a throw in at the far left-hand side. It was a good ball there by Kay, taken quickly. McCarthy on it now, loses out, wins it back though. Well played by McCarthy, cuts inside, but again he just loses the second ball, and it's Yeldrum there. It's a ball whipped into the area, but no one from FC United really attacking that ball, and it's picked up by Sean Miller. Miller now on the ball, does really well, plays the ball out wide left, wide right I should say, looking for some support, pace down the far side, but out comes FC United's goalkeeper. Well, the
they'll be careful on this surface coming out when the goalkeeper comes flying out to pick up the ball, his momentum might take him out.
Well, FC now over the halfway line with Senior to McCarthy. McCarthy plays the ball into the water penalty area, an awkward header, but it should be dealt with by Steve Mason. Mason, simple ball out to his right back. Ball played inside now to Langford. Langford a 1-2. And what can they do now? Trafford spray the ball from right to left. Good composure and play. It's Palmer on the ball. Gets a deflection off the feet of Senior. And it allows the number 11 to come along to take the throw in. It'll be Sean Miller. I.e., you really can't stand him. Oh, yeah, I see.
Apparently, it's down as 2-0, Paul.
I know, yeah. For some reason, the tweet went out twice. I don't understand why.
Okay.
Do you want to send out a confirmation?
Yes.
It's definitely 1-0, and only 1-0. A Senior battle for the ball, doesn't quite win it. Picked up from the throw from Sean Miller. Miller back to the number 10. Declan Ridings. Ridings plays it across to the 7. Palmer. Palmer back into his own half for Mason to take over. Mason hits a long ball on the outside of his boot, right hand side, up goes Derbyshire, wins the header, but to the second ball forced to FC United of Manchester. And now Tatum, well, he's gone back on himself, so has to clear his line to the halfway line. Up goes Gilchrist, flicks the ball forward, no one from FC there at all. And well, at the moment Trafford looking much more convincing, and the far the better team.
Well, look, very disjointed at the moment, I think, as a unit.
Well, FC, that is, yeah. It's ball flicked on. Up goes Derbyshire again. His header, unfortunately, is a little bit too powerful out for a throw into FC United of Manchester. And
are you able to delete that score, Paul?
The score's been deleted, but it's the tweet.
Good
I can't get
turn
rid of.
There by Glynn. Lovely ball into the penalty area. Going to be offside there. No, the referee lets play continue. It's McCarthy on the edge of the penalty area. Can he cut across? He plays the ball inside. And Trafford come away with it. Mason clears it's like, oh, it's a late challenge there by Raki. The referee might give a free kick there, but the player gets up very quickly. And it remains, if you just joined us here at Trafford, or should I say at the Hyde United, the home of Hyde United, the home of the Tigers, the home of 26-0, and the home of it's 1-0 at this moment in time, 2.
And of course, we've never lost here either on this venue. That's another stat.
1-0 to Trafford. Was that a goal alert, Ben, flashing up there?
Yeah, Trafford's.
There's no need to be like that, Ben. I've been told I'm rubbish at reading out the texts. Yes, okay, because I missed one. We can all see you what you're doing. By pushing Ben away, you are hoping he won't see your true feelings. I.e., really can't stand him.
Oh.
You're rubbish at reading out my text. If you'd read the first one, it would have made sense and raised a chuckle. Well, it did raise a chuckle, And your Tex are actually more impressive than our play at the moment. It's been very, very dour from FC United and Manchester. The ball whipped up towards McCarthy, who chooses not to go anywhere near it, and the ball back with Trafford. Down the right-hand side is an opportunity as well. Now, can the ball kept in play? It should be a throw into FC. Is it? No, it's come off Tatum. Well, the referee's waiting, the assistant referee's waiting for Tatum to go and take it and then put his flag out the opposite way.
I think at the moment we're being outpassed and outfought.
Well, more quality from the team from a couple of divisions below us. There's a ball into the penalty area, but it's half cleared. It was Sam Baird again, and the ball whipped back into the penalty to the back post. To keep FC's keeper comes out, and he does well there and gathers the ball, Allison, and clears his lines. Two players up for FC United and Manchester. Good strong header there by McCarthy, but the ball doesn't fall kindly for Gilchrist. But McCarthy has a second chance, takes it to the left hand side, needs to open his body and have a look, needs an overlap perhaps. Tatum hasn't gone and joined him, but he's gone down to the byline now, to the left hand side, cuts in well. That's a good ball to the penalty area. It's dealt with, but on the edge of the penalty area, Rocky needs to win it. His header was an awkward one, but Senior comes to the rescue. Senior now, good movement there, but the ball was poor from Senior, and they can come away with it. Every time FC United get into a good position, Paul, it's just the delivery is not very good.
No, and they can't blame the surface.
Mike Norton's here as well. In fact, there's two Mike Nortons sat next to each other. There's Michael Norton, kitman, and Michael Norton, legendary footballer.
And not kitman.
Who isn't kitman, but I'm sure he would be make a great kitman if indeed he chose that profession. As it is, he's a tiler. And
Partridge.
He does wonderful work in the tiling arena whilst listening to his favourite song, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Well, throwing
far side of the ground.
He's a tiler.
1-0. 17 minutes on the score sheet.
Does he listen to a lot of Bonnie Tyler?
That's what I've just done. I said, yeah. Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah.
Was his favourite.
He's ruined it.
He ruined it, yeah, he did. There's Derbyshire now on the far left hand side. Kay does well, plays it inside to Tatum. FC United though, Tatum has to go back on his left foot, chips it forward towards McCarthy, finds McCarthy's feet. Now can FC break from here, halfway line, the ball, which was a lovely ball from McCarthy, plays it to Gilchrist. Now an opportunity to cut inside, he's got Senior on the overlap, ball to the penalty area, straight into the arms though of FC United and Manchester's ex goalkeeper Grant Shenton. And better player there, good player there from McCarthy. It's the ball now back with the boys in yellow. Ball chipped over the top, and a good bit of movement there from Declan Ridings, but the ball slightly overplayed, and it's out for into the arms of FC's goalkeeper, who plays out quickly. A 1-2 with Racky in K. Racky back on the ball. Kieran Glynn needs to get a lot more into this game. He's on the ball now, three players around him. Simple ball back to Samuel Baird. Racky takes over though, 10 yards into the opposition half, plays it out wide right to Kieran Glynn. Glynn loses the first on the first challenge, wins the second ball back, loses that, and the referee's given a free kick. Kieran Glynn not happy there with the referee's decision, and pumping his arms in the direction, gesticulating towards the referee there, wasn't he?
Who do you think Nazi's favourite football commentator is?
Well, Michael Norton's. I don't know. Who do you think it is? Come on.
I think it could be Martin Tyler.
Oh, he's been thinking of that for about a minute. And Glynn now, halfway line. And the ball, unfortunately, was decent. Unfortunately, the player up front, Gilchrist, was on the same wavelength there, and it's back with Trafford. They can clear the lines, halfway line, it forced to Glynn. Glynn brings it down in his chest. Second touch is good, stabs the ball forward to McCarthy. McCarthy back to Kay. Kay plays the ball forward, it's easily dealt with. And good strong challenge there, though, by Tatum. The ball, though, still with Trafford as he chipped the ball forward, headed on by Derbyshire. Second ball won though by FC United and Manchester. Sam Baird picked up by Kay on the halfway line, plays it back to Senior. FC United's getting a little bit of a foothold in this game now, Paul. A little bit more.
We want to see a bit more action around the Trafford penalty area, really, don't we?
We do indeed. It was a great bit of movement by Sam Tatum on the left-hand side. He come in and offered the ball, but it's now McCarthy. Rides one challenge and gets himself a free kick. 35, 40 yards out, left-hand side. 20 yards in from the touchline. Taken quickly by Kay. Plays it to Senior. Senior now from distance. Hits a ball towards the back post. It's a decent ball. No one's going to meet it from FC's perspective. And, they can come away with it a little bit too much ease. And that's not a bad ball, but FC's goalkeeper is out quickly and hurriedly. And then he clears his lines and has to, and he hits it out of the ground. So if you just join us, it's good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome. FC Live brought to you as always by Kashuktikuni.com, the Armchair Army, brothers and sisters from around the world, revolutionary groups, and our friends that enjoy samosas and bickering commentators.
No, we don't.
Love to you all. 1-0 to Trafford. A good header from Mark Derbyshire. And FC have to defend again. They clear the lines. No one there to pick up the second ball. And the ball on this left-hand side is kept in well, initially by the number two, Yeldrum. And it's a throw-in because it comes off Senior. Ball played back to Sean Miller. Miller looking for some support, cuts inside. FC United, plenty of players back. It's with the number seven, Palmer now. Palmer left-hand side plays it back to Yedrum. Ball back into the penalty area, and it's easy dealt with there though by Allenson, who looks for a quick throw out. But the downside is there's only two players anywhere near approaching the halfway line. Everyone else is so deep it's untrue, as Kieran Glynn takes over, rides a challenge, loses the ball, and eventually it's cleared again by FC United and Manchester's Sam Baird. Offside United, the referee hasn't seen it. The second ball was offside anyway, but McCarthy was offside from the first ball. Referee let play continue, hadn't noticed it, but eventually it goes back and it will be a free kick to Trafford.
Are you waving at?
The board member. What's got to do with you?
Past or present.
I was just intrigued because there's so many people over there. I was just seeing who you were actually waving at. There was someone new.
Ball played quickly. Headed across goal. Racky should pick it up. Plays it to Kay. Kay moves forward with the ball now. Plays the ball up towards Gilchrist. Gilchrist being hustled and bustled. Does well. Gets himself a free kick. Kay wants to take it quickly. And does take it quickly. A bit of urgency from FC United and Manchester now. A 1-2 between Glynn and McCarthy. Ball out left hand side now to Gilchrist. Gilchrist looks for some support. And now loses out there. And let's not forget he's the man that got us into the final. That's a great play.
Wow. Interesting decision.
Well, Sam Baird just made a normal everyday choice. The referee's going to send him off here, you know. Well, I don't think anyone could actually
walk us through that, Swamper. What happened?
Sam Baird made a really good challenge.
He's got a yellow card.
And the referee decided it's a yellow card. There was absolutely nothing wrong with it at all. Player got up, fine. In fact, I think there was a couple, I think Steve Mason was saying to the referee, there's nothing wrong with it. And he plays for Trafford. That was...
It was a very routine challenge, really, wasn't
very
it?
Very routine.
Nothing...
Well, the referee set his stall out there now, hasn't he? Because that was... But the way he blew there, you thought for a minute it was going to be a red. He was adamant. As Sam Baird wins the header in the penalty area, and Fagbola has to let that ball run. Does he let it run enough so it's a goal kick? He does indeed. Now the referee's got that completely wrong, hasn't he?
Of course, that means Sam's walking a tightrope now for the last 20, 70 odd minutes.
Very poor refereeing. I mean, there was no complaint at all. I mean, the ball was clearly got, because the ball went 10 yards forward.
Yeah.
Very strange.
I don't think he went in with a high studs or anything, did he? I mean, there's nothing unusual about it.
Nothing at all. It was very interesting. As Kay doesn't win the header, the ball flicked on to the right hand side. Tatum has to go back and defend and let the ball roll out for the throw in. And it is a throw in to FC United and Manchester. If you just joined us, it's a FC trail by a goal to nil. And the goal coming from a very good header from Mark Derbyshire from a corner. and precision header to the top left hand corner off the underside of the bar and in, and very Josh Mitten in his delivery and of the header, and also in his size, and he's got that kind of look of the Josh about him, hasn't he, as well, Derbyshire. As the ball halfway line now, Gilchrist can't get at the end of it. But it's a poor ball. Kay takes over, and Kay's ball is probably overhit. Is it? No, it's well played there by Sean. He did well to keep it in play, in fairness, and Kay responds by saying sorry. He just slightly overhit that, but a little bit of pace in the ball. It could have been a decent ball that if had the right trajectory. As it happens, it's still 1-0. Ball over the top now, and it's
got to watch this occasional long ball that slipped in over the top.
That's where they normally go, don't they?
Yeah.
They don't get the long ball underneath, do you?
Well, it's not down the channel. It's pretty much down the middle, isn't it?
It is, just like that ball from FC United Manchester Senior, and it falls kindly to Grant Shenton. Well, I think Ben's going to be doing a plethora of interviews with ex-players and managers at half-time. Look forward to that. We'll have them all lining up. Have a good old chinwag. As FC United now do well with McCarthy on the edge of the penalty area. And it's an awkward ball. It needs to be dealt with, and it does bounce out. And it's going to be a quarter ball to FC United Manchester.
Our first corner in 27 minutes.
I thought you were going to say for a minute that was our first shot on target. I was saying that's not a shot on target.
No, I'm not counting that.
Well, corner comes in. Who's on the end of it? It's Kane. Goal!
Well, the captain's goal.
And he gets his hand and he pats the FC badge. And it was a good header there from totally unmarked, dreadful defending from the from Trafford, but it was a good directed header, and nothing Shenton could do with it.
Well, we've had two pretty similar goals from corners where the header's been unchallenged and they've hit the spot. But Kay's, that's his third goal of the season. He scored twice this month, so he suddenly burst into
two
goal
headers.
Action.
Two headers as well.
Yeah, so... And,
that was a positive header there. As I said, the defending was woeful, but got into a good position did Scott Kay, and he's a bullet like header into the back of the net. I think, Ben, is the game going out live?
I don't know,
because we'd be able to see these goals, wouldn't we, with goal flash and all sorts. He did last year, didn't he? He went out live
last
year,
but yeah. I don't know whether it's doing the same this year.
But it says goal.
No, I don't think so.
Ah, right, okay, in that case we're back in play. Ball on the halfway line. Over the top, out comes FC's Allenson, has to deal with it. So this time he keeps it in play, does well, plays it to Hyam. Hyam plays it inside to Kay.
Maybe that will settle the team down, the equaliser.
I would have thought so, yeah. Luke Hyam on the ball now, and he plays the ball from the left back position to the right hand side with control there by Sam Baird. The only blot on the game is Sam Baird's ridiculous yellow card that the referee deemed. As he gives the ball away, McCarthy said I'll have it and then moved, and Baird had played the ball, and it's now an opportunity for Darius Palmer on this left hand side. Cuts inside, can't get past Kay, and then free kick to FC United of Manchester. Obstruction against Senior, and Racky will look to take it. Simple ball forward 10 yards to Scott Kay. Kay now has McCarthy in front of him, and controls it, turns it back to Kay. Kay plays it inside to Racky. Racky now on the right hand side has a bit of movement from Senior, but Gilchrist comes back to the halfway line for it. Kay on the ball now, 1-2 between him and Racky. And Racky now moving forward, cuts inside, ball back now to Glynn with an opportunity to create a little bit of pace in the game. It's actually Sam Tatum, to be honest, and then the ball played into the penalty area. No one at the edge from FC United of Manchester, and they can clear the lines comfortably. Trafford 1-1 here now. FC's goal coming on in the 26th minute, and cancelling out a header by Mark Derbyshire in the opening 10 minutes of the game. And game's settling down. It's I'm not quite sure whether it feels like a cup final at this moment in time. It's an half-decent game of football played on a very good surface, so the facilities are available to play good quality football, boys.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the surface, definitely. Well, made for a good semi-final.
It did indeed. Kay plays the ball back to Allinson. Allinson now plays out to this near touchline to Baird. Baird to Racky. Racky with an opportunity, a bit of time to move forward with the ball. Racky now plays it across left-hand side to Hyam. As a pigeon just decides to nestle just to the left-hand side of us. It's all right, Ben Dory, it's not a giant spider. There's the ball, though, back now with Shent, and FC gave that ball away, but Shent gives it away, and Racky wins the first one. And, it was more of a free kick than the one that FC and I were given, but here's the ball now into the penalty area, but there's no one there waiting for it. Racky's ball was impetuous, to say the very least, and it was... dealt with comfortably by Shenton, and then FC United have to deal with it in their own penalty area. Good header from Sam Baird. He headed into Kay. Kay played it to Tatum, or to Hyam, I should say, and Hyam gives the ball away. And it's number 10. Ridings on the ball now. There's a 1-2. Back to Langford. Langford plays across this left hand side to Darius Palmer. Palmer out to the number 11, pushed and shoved there is Sean Miller. Plays a ball inside to him, between him and Derbyshire. It's good football from Trafford. Cut inside now, opportunity, good save from FC's goalkeeper. It was a good height, but it was a good football, and it was all instigated by the number 11, Sean Miller, and good save by the goalkeeper. But they have the ball back, and from distance there, I think Declan Ryder's having to think about maybe the shot on target, but he chose not to. And Trafford is having a little bit of possession outside the penalty area again. Nice ball in across FC United Manchester's back line, but defended well there by Fag Bowler. Clears his lines, it gets a touch of a yellow shirt, and it's going to be a throw-in to FC United Manchester on 32 minutes.
I don't need to remember the last time we played Trafford. It was the game where Lehern got sent off after being substituted.
In 2015?
Yes. He'd actually come off the bat. He'd gone off the pitch and was replaced and then tried to come back on.
Of course he was indeed, yes, as the ball back now with Sam Baird. Well, the referee saying that's not a free kick, but Baird never got the ball. Referee lets play continue, and he's now with Palmer again. This time Baird says to Derbyshire, I'm afraid you're not doing that to me again. And now here comes FC United of Manchester, sir, number 7. Referee let the third challenge go, and there was a clear attempt to bring him down, but Sam, at this time it was Kieran Glynn that made
got a free kick
more
now.
Room, and FC eventually do get a free kick. And I think
now, is he going to go back to that other incident? I think he is.
Well, the referee's got to go across to Derbyshire, the number 9, and he's a very busy referee, isn't he? Get away, don't touch me, I don't want to talk to you, I'm going to make the decisions. You can see it,
he's full of gestures, isn't he? The card is coming out now anyway.
And that could only be for intent, because he never touched him. He never caught him.
Certainly the intent was there, wasn't it?
The intent was to bring him down. He was chasing him. And into the book goes Mark Derbyshire for the Trafford team. Free kick to FC United on the far left-hand side. I mean, that was another challenge that went unpunished with the book. But FC did get the yellow card. A lot of vocal people below us jumping around and not quite sure... what's going on? Well, it's a free kick, boys. Concentrate. The referee now is... what's he doing? He's...
he's not happy with
where's
something.
Where's he gone? Why is the referee 45 yards from play? Well, he's now...
So he can make his run.
He is making his run. The ball whips into penalty. Oh, it's dreadful. But FC get another throw-in. I've not seen a referee in that position before. So far away from the actual...
He's rather theatrical, I think.
He reminds me of that very theatrical referee that ballet danced around the ground. It's like that. There's now Fag Bowler on the edge of the penalty area, plays a 1-2. Is it going to be a throw into FC? No, it's not. Throw into Trafford, just near the corner flag. Turn and face is what I would be saying now, rather than all walking away. Turn and face and close him into the space. Well, Ben's got 10 minutes to get out of this position and go and queue up for hot vento, I reckon. He just stays there, looks at me with a bemusement and a knowledge of what you're talking about. It's good shot getter by Kay. And the ball won back by Gilchrist. And ball given away by Gilchrist. The ball down the right-hand side now, all FC's half. But it's a good, strong play there by Sam Tater. He falls over. No free kick there. He stands back up, and that time he should have had a free kick.
Give over.
Our man from the Beeb.
BBC Radio, yeah. Manchester are here this evening.
I think it's the national BBC. I don't think it's just not local BBC. The ball whips in. That's what you're doing there, Ben. You're actually eating a cold hot Vimto, aren't you? In its purest form, i.e. fruit.
He's got several courses to get through.
Of course, that's right.
It's my tea, this.
Nice touch and turn there by Racky. Chips the ball over the top. An offside decision against McCarthy. It's your tea, this.
Mm.
So why do you bring it up for two?
I thought you'd have a squirrel pie. It's not vegan, is it?
I tell you what, you could well be killed by the end of the night, I can tell you. Ball played forward by McCarthy, doesn't come to anything, and it allows Trafford to come away with it. The ball spray to this near left-hand side. Danny Caldicott on the ball now. Hits the ball long and has to be dealt with. Sam Baird's got to be careful there, because Derbyshire was on the end of it nearly, and this time it's cleared by Fagbola after some good work from a senior. Racky on the ball, holds it well. Kay's there if he wants him. He finds him. A 1-2 between him and Kay. Ball up to Gilchrist. Gilchrist plays the ball back to Kay. Kay, simple, nice ball into Kieran Glynn. Glynn now, some movement required from FC United Manchester. Well, that was poor decision from the assistant referee, because there's no way McCarthy was offside, because he timed his run behind the man and then got in front of him.
Yeah, there was a possible offside, but the possible offside man never went near the ball. So
that was very poor assistant refereeing. Do we know where the division that these guys ordinarily would referee at? Are they National
Probably
League or Sunday League? At the moment, very more Sunday League than National League, in fairness, as Sini does well. Gets himself a throw in.
Dog and Duck Premier.
The Dog and Duck Premier. My brother's playing in a Premier one of the Cheshire Cup finals at Vauxhall Motors on Sunday.
Oh, they beat Duckenfield Town in the semis.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Who?
Vauxhall Motors.
They're not playing Vauxhall Motors, but they're playing at Vauxhall Motors.
Oh.
Points of order.
And you were talking about they're playing against. I'll tell you, they actually played the other night, didn't they? In the final, another Cheshire Cup final. The ball down the far left hand side, pushing the back, referee sees it. Free kick conceded. They were playing Knutsford Town. They were playing Vauxhall Motors versus Knutsford Town. On a balmy evening of football, where it was lovely weather, as Baird plays it to Senior. Senior now rolls the ball over his foot and plays it to Kay. Nice play by Kay, plays it inside to Baird. Baird to Glynn. Glynn back to Kay. Bit awkward there for Baird, all over him, but he's doing really well there. Baird against the number 8 plays a nice ball at left hand side. It's good football from FC United matches. 7 or 8 passes. Still not got our own half, unfortunately, but now we do. Little flick on there by Gilchrist to Kieran Glynn. 3 players around him. Glynn now charging into the penalty area. Good defending, though. The ball taken away from him by I think it was Steve Mason there, did really, really well. And then they could clear the lines. Comes off an FC player out for a throw-in. And it remains one apiece if you just joined us here in this Manchester Premier Cup final at Ewen Fields, the home of the Tigers, Hyde United and 26-0. Good evening, Berkey, if you are listening. 07596104122 if you want to text us in. All things Twitter, all things Facebook and all those other things are available. Get in contact with us here, live and exclusive. FC bringing you everything, all red. Every single week. It's a long ball by Mason. Offside decision against Mark Derbyshire. And it'll be a free kick to FC United. So your overall thoughts so far, Paul?
It's been an intriguing game in that FC started very poorly and slowly worked their way into it. But both goals from set pieces.
Well, the ball forced Cardiff for Gilchrist on the edge of the penalty area. Gets a shot away. And it had Shenton diving to his left-hand side, or his right, I should say. But it was wide. Talking of vegan, Have you heard about France's proposal to forbid the use of steak or sausages for the food that you lot eat?
You lot.
It's very
disgraceful. Yes, they are banning it. It's a very strange thing, isn't it? What, French? Yeah. Love them. Yes, it's an interesting... it was brought by an MP who's a farmer. As well, I tell you, the linesman on this far side.
That time he was offside.
Having a nightmare, but FC can take advantage. The ball to the penalty area, into the arms of Shenton, though. And the referee is a player down injured on the halfway line for Trafford.
Well, isn't it strange? That time McCarthy was offside and he let him go.
He was 10 yards offside.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't even close. But thanks for the vegan comment.
So is that why we've gone through Brexit?
There are many complicated reasons why we've gone through Brexit.
Well, don't worry.
None of which makes sense.
Don't worry, because my time in Brussels will not be wasted.
You're going to sort it out?
I will sort it out. I'm going to make sure that none of you are ever allowed in Europe.
Come on.
ever allowed in Europe. I'm going to just confirm it. I'm going to go in there, see Mr. Yanker, and say, hey, Yanker.
What does that rhyme with?
Yanker, I think it rhymes with. What's the referee doing? It was a goal kick. And he hadn't even taken the goal kick.
He just wants to get involved, doesn't he?
He's a very strange individual, this referee. Really is. I think he's forgotten football's not about him.
Well, he's got the gig at short notice, so, you know.
Nerves. His nerves has got to him. He knows we're commentating.
He wasn't down for this game.
He shouldn't be down for any game. He should be put down. Halfway line. Awkward header there by the number 10. I don't know what he was doing there, but he headed out beautifully for a throw into FC United and Manchester. One apiece here in this pulsating cup final.
I'm enjoying it.
Well, you are, because you're just there.
I've got nothing to read.
Yeah, well, I asked you to go and get. Could you go and get, you know, some hot Vimtos?
I'm stuck in the press bench. Where do you want me to go?
Well, Ben, I said you had 10 minutes to get up and go.
Where?
I would have moved.
I'm right in the middle.
Hold on. Look. He's
got people from Tameside here and the league and the Northern Premier League are here.
From the Northern League. Whoa! Hold on a second. What white supremacists are sat next to you? You could have got up if you wanted to, you know, because I've seen you get out of awkward spots, tighter spots than basically a tight spot can get out of when you used to go and have your hot dog or your burger.
Wait, is that a fat joke?
10 minutes since. No, don't use that, Ben. He's diverting it away from the fact that he couldn't even go and get us a brew. There's the ball given away by Senior, the halfway line. Ball picked up now by Sean Miller. Miller plays a lovely ball through. Is an opportunity for the number 3. Can he get the shot away? Well, he takes an extra touch, does it? He shows the opportunity had gone, but he made sure that he hadn't. And Senior lost the ball on the halfway line. No one back really helping FC United of Manchester. Sean Yedrum did really well. Cut inside. It looked like basically he just overrun it, but he stabbed the ball into the back of the net.
It was Darius Palmer.
And Darius Palmer, after some good work from Sean Yedrum, then stabbed the ball forward.
This is your second last game, yeah?
It was a fullback. it was a fullback. He recognised that absolutely spot on.
It was, yeah.
Yes.
Dead right. Well, 2 minutes to go in this half. I mean, Ben would have missed that goal if he'd been at the queuing up for a brew. As Racky plays the ball on the right-hand side. Can Senior make amends? He plays the ball forward, but it's given away. And Shenton has to come out, though. And he stabs the ball forward. And, he gets a little bit lucky there. It was like a snooker shot with his foot there. Along the green bays, as Senior now pumps into the penalty area. 1-2 there. Senior, can he make it 2-2? Yes, he can! Well, he just got a rollicking from his manager, and he got a rollicking from his goalkeeper, but he makes amends down the right-hand side. A nice little bit of work. A 1-2 there with FC United's number 7, Kieran Glynn. An acute angle, and
well, the semi-final
two apiece.
Burst into life with 2 goals in a minute.
Yes. Would have been a lot better if it had been done with a brew.
Would you like to be a runner for FCUM Radio?
Yeah, get in touch.
Next season, you'll have
get
to do it.
Get a free place on the team bus.
Next season, do you want
to... empty space could be yours.
Next season, do you want to drive? Do you want to drive Ben to every game? Do you want to get a free lift and drop him outside a kebab shop or indeed a Chinese or Indian? Do you want to watch Ben eat his own food in his own out of his own pockets? Well, get down to FC.
Text this number.
And he'll only charge you £50 for the privilege of doing it week in, week out. Two apiece. Well, here's another opportunity now for Palmer. A 1-2. Cut out well, though, by FC United, Manchester skipper for the evening. And been a skipper for most of the season. Was Kay, played a nice ball to McCarthy. McCarthy in the penalty area. He plays the ball across field, which he should have done. There was an opportunity for Gilchrist to just slot the ball in to make it 3-2, but he decided to hit the ball towards Staley Bridge. And it remains two apiece.
And we're in the 46th minute.
Well, there was 3 minutes of additional time. And do we get half-time with the fruit salad and salad cream? For a final? Do you get that?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I'm not moving and I'm not giving my headset away.
What?
Just letting you know, you didn't go for a brew. I'm staying here.
I've got a microphone here.
Good, that's all right. Okay.
So
I will
are
be.
You?
I will be into Spurs.
Estelle's in a right arsey mood.
I'm not. I'm not in an arsey mood at all. I'm just perturbed that, you know, you could. I mean, I went shopping for us. I got all the necessaries. I got all the essentials to make sure that. Oh, good play there by Racky. Plays it into Kieran Glynn. Glynn plays it back to the halfway line when the FC had the ascendancy there. Kieran should play the ball forward, but plays it to Higham. Higham to Tatum. Oh, and Tatum there just took a bit of a knock. It's a throw into FC United of Manchester into the final additional minute of the first half. Two apiece, four goals. FC's record of not conceding in this phenomenal.
It's almost intact. But not quite.
Well, Bonnie Tyler will be brought to you live and exclusive a little later on, as Racky does really well, left-hand side. And enjoying the battle there, gets himself a throw-in. Leaves it to Tatum. Samuel Tatum plays the ball to Kieran Glynn. Glynn now turns one way, still got the ball. Back to Racky. Racky chips the ball forward. Chased on there by McCarthy, can't get the first ball, but a strong header there by Racky. And it results in a throw-in to the visiting team for the evening in the form of Trafford FC. And the forecast was brightening up a little bit, and no rain for the rest of the evening, and that seems to be the way so far in this Manchester Premier Cup final. That's not rain, Ben, they're clouds. And one might hope that it may rain later on. It's a long walk from Hyde down the M67 onto the roundabout.
I tell you what, this marriage guidance council in Brussels must be good.
Oh, the board have got nothing on us.
You know, as I said, all it would have taken was a sorry or a brew, and he chose to do neither. And that's the problem, you see. You know, we said this about the board a couple of seasons years ago, didn't we? Just a sorry. Or maybe a little bit of, you know, remorse.
I regret.
Do you? Do you? You regret what?
I'm offline.
Well, here at Hyde, the home of the Tigers, Ewan Fields, it's currently in this cup final, the Manchester Premier Cup. FC United and Manchester are two goals up, but are they? No, they're not, because Trafford have got two goals as well. And it's been an interesting game of football. 45 minutes of fun, frivolity, and ex-players and managers and a whole plethora of everybody here watching this game tonight. And, we'll leave you with these thoughts.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
But you're listening to FC Live.
brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us at Ewan Fields, a Manchester Premier Cup final special, Trafford against FC United of Manchester. 2-2 the score at the moment. You can get in touch with us, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio. And if you know this guy personally, his brand new iPhone 5C. Oh, what's happened to it? Where's it gone?
It's in my bag still, I've not used it yet.
Oh, okay.
You can contact me though on 07596 104122. That's 07596 104122. We've got a couple of texts already as well. I'm going to have to read out. Came in just before the break, and a little bit of fruit salad with Woodzo. Marriage guidance in Brussels is excellent. That's why Farage and his missus got on so well. I'm guessing someone let FCUM team have some beer tonight. No.
Whoa,
water.
Whoa.
I'm driving.
We're just naturally hyper tonight because we're so excited about this occasion.
And that one's from there. So that one's done. Helen Murphy. Radio team. Ah, yeah, okay. No alcohol. Pure water. H2O. Corporation Pop. Game's about to get underway. Ben's nicked me team sheet.
Oh, sorry, mate. There you go.
And just to confirm that the women's team's game at Curzon tomorrow night is postponed.
Why is that?
They haven't got a venue, apparently. So
Sunday's
decider at home to Crew Alexandra development squad.
Well, it's a bit of a shame, that, isn't it, when they've got a football pitch and a 3G pitch, but the game is back underway, two apiece.
Hitman George is there. Celebrity.
They're all, everyone's here.
Wow.
Yeah, right, Helen say. No, honestly, no alcohol at all.
We're always like this.
As Racky does well. Springing his step as Racky. He came into the ground with his shirt on his hair, over his head, because he didn't want to get wet, as the rain actually has come back, so it's a bit wet out there. And there's FC United now attack. The vast majority of FC supporters are behind the goal supporting the FC. A lovely ball picked up brilliantly by Kieran Glynn, and then he puts a lovely ball out the outside right hand side. He's now senior in the penalty area, cuts inside, and second touch just lets him down a little bit. I don't think the rain and the surface helped him there this time, but it was a lovely play from Kieran Glynn there, and allows the visitors come away with it, but it's a miscontrolled ball, and FC get a throw in. So no changes. It's Allison, Senior, Hyam, Kay, Fagbola, Baird, Glynn, Racky, Gilchrist, McCarthy, Tatum on the bench. It's Jones, Palmer, Simons, Affleck and Greaves. There's a ball back into the penalty area. There's another opportunity for FC United. Imagine, oh, it's just a shade over the bar. Again, it was that man, Kieran Glynn, charging across right-hand side. Played the ball into the feet of the oncoming FC United and Manchester's Samuel Tatum, but unfortunately just over the bar. And I think if it had just been an inch under, it would have gone straight through the goalkeeper, and it would have been 3-2 to FC United of Manchester.
It's but been good, a good strong start to the second half from FC.
I've been playing 45 seconds
and a bit
1 minute and 45 seconds. Okay, fair enough. I'm still smarting for the fact that the women's game's off tomorrow. And the queue for anything was just ridiculous. As the head is a free one for the visitors. And here they come on the edge of the penalty area again. Needs to be dealt with this time. And good defending from Tatum. Excuse me. Is this throw is going to be left for the number six. Andy Langford, Shenton... Yeldrum, Palmer, Caldecott, Mason, Langford, Palmer, Taylor, Derbyshire, Ridings, Miller. Before this throw comes in, it's eventually taken. Picked up by the number 8, Taylor. Taylor does enough there. FC United's captain, Kay, was expecting the throw to go the other way, but it's a throw into the visitors. 1,003 supporters here this evening in good voice. This Manchester Premier Cup final. So the ball whipped into the penalty. A decent ball there. Derbyshire gets on the end of it again. Oh, and it was a free header, and he should have done better. Again, it was either Fagbola or Baird that should have gone with his man. I mean, he's a big, tall guy, and they both sort of like separated. And he had a free header there and should have done better, Paul.
It's a wasted opportunity from the Trafford point of view to regain the lead. And they have led twice in this game.
Well, it's 2-2 here. Don't forget, if you haven't got to your tickets yet for JB Shorts, they're still available. You can pay on the night and get yourself down there. As FC United playing from the back, The ball falls to the feet of Luke Higham. Higham cuts inside, does well. Can't afford to lose it there. Right footed, chips the ball forward to Gilchrist. Gilchrist touches a nice one to Kay. And Kay plays the ball over the top. And, McCarthy was in an offside position, realised he was, and made sure that the ball went out of play rather than conceding that free kick. Back to Shenton. Shenton, simple ball inside, plays it to the number five, Steve Mason. Mason back to his right back. And Skipper, who plays an awkward ball all the way back into the penalty area, has to be dealt with by Caldecott. Cuts inside Caldecott. I'll play it back to Shenton, who this time will either clear his lines, and he does this time, and it falls to the number two, who gives it away. And FC United at the moment, good pressurising, and they can't get out of their own area at the moment, but nice, good play here there by Taylor. Taylor plays the ball forward to Derbyshire. Fagbo this time gets in the way of Derbyshire, and then the ball played back all the way by Kay to his goalkeeper. Good play there by Kay. He played the way he was facing and needed to put the ball in, and did well. As Racky on the ball now, charging to the halfway line, plays it into Kay. Can Kay just stab the ball forward? No, he can't. Fortunately, he just falls beyond him. That's a throw in to Trafford.
Have you spotted something in common between last season's final and this season's final involving FC?
I have. Someone's just smashed the camera.
Offline. Offline.
There's McCarthy now. How he hit that from that distance is beyond me, but McCarthy on the edge of the penalty area hits the ball out wide right-hand side. That'll roll out for a goal kick, you'd expect. But Senior's doing his best to try and keep it in play, and he's done really, really well, and gets himself a throw-in out of nothing there. It's everyone wants a team sheet, don't they, for this final?
Yeah.
They're like rocking horse pulp. That's a Senior now. Loses the ball. It's going to be a throw in on the far side.
The thing in two common piece between the two finals is a debut goal by the right back for FC.
Wow, where does he get this information from, Ben?
Did I tell you before this game, if it had stayed 0-0 or 1-0 to FC United, it would have been the first time we'd won
Ben,
this.
That Ben would have
twice
mentioned this fact.
Between you two, I'm not sure who's provided me more excitement there, but the ball on this near touchline, can Trafford offer some excitement? Well, it's the number 10 does well there. Declan Rindis plays it inside, a 1-2, and this will be a goal kick and FC United ball.
In all fairness, Fang Ming did pick up on that fact about 15 minutes ago. He said our right backs always score in the Manchester Premier Cup final.
Well, if anyone knows,
well done,
Fang Ming would know,
he spotted it too. And it's not just the fact that the right back scored, it's their first ever goals.
Well, there you go. It's about as excited as Ben peeling an orange in his pocket. Liverpool are beating Rover by 3-0. Oh, a final beckons for them then, doesn't it? There's Racky on the halfway line, can't afford to lose the ball. Does really well there, Racky. There's a handball, referee doesn't see it. Oh, there's a late challenge there by Derbyshire, and Derbyshire's going to be sent off.
That's the end of the game for him. That is the end of the match.
Derbyshire there, and the big number nine is going into the book, and the referee is going to send him off. Second yellow, and off he goes.
That is a blow for Trafford.
Discuss the challenge, boys.
Well, he left him with no option, I think.
Your thoughts, Ben? Okay, fair
I
enough.
Hope Baird's all right. It looked nasty, that.
It was a late challenge, and
the referee didn't have a decision to make. It was made for him.
It's the way he made it, though. When he did the yellow card, it was very forceful.
It was
with
flourished, wasn't it?
Yes, flourished. Yeah, he flourished the cards.
Told.
There's no way to talk about the man for the BBC like that.
Our man from the Beeb.
Our man, yeah, from the Beeb. It is interesting, isn't it? I mean, Baird is okay. He doesn't have to go off the pitch. He doesn't have to go off the pitch. The referee does not the rules.
That is successive games. That's true, yeah. Another cock-up by the ref, sending him off the pitch. But that's the second game that Baird has been cropped, or attemptedly cropped, isn't it? Because there was that bad challenge at Alfreton.
It was indeed. unless he's gone off because he's not going to come back on, but there's no need for him to...
No, it's the referee not knowing the laws, isn't it, basically. He's back on now.
Caldecott heads the ball clear, picked up by McCarthy, or should have been, but it's lost, and it allows Lawrence Taylor to try to come away with it. But FC United in the second half pressing so much better, putting pressure on the back four and indeed the midfield of the home team. And a good play there by FC United to manage the ball outside the penalty area with McCarthy. Gets a shot in, it deflects off one player, and then it's back defended well by Darius Palmer. Player down injured to number seven, Chris Palmer.
It was a great tackle from Tatum.
Palmer, by the way, Darius Palmer, P-A-L-M-A, and Chris Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R. Which man from the Beeb is it? We can't divulge which man from the Beeb, but we can tell you it's the man from the Beeb.
And he's got press accreditation.
He has indeed. And the number seven eventually is going to be okay.
He's not quite at the level of you going to Charlie, though, where they know you by your actual name. I always find that very disconcerting when we go to Chorley.
Hi, Ben.
Hello, Swampy. Welcome to Chorley. They always let you in. I like that.
I was watching a programme on the building of the largest church in the world, which happens to be in Barcelona. And did you know that the rock that they're using is actually from Chorley, from a small family. What do you call them?
Masons?
No.
Miners?
A mine. From a mine. It's the ball now with McCarthy. McCarthy rides one challenge well. Can he get the shot away? It's charged down. Yeah, a quarry I was looking for. Yeah, a quarry in Chorley. A family-run business. As Baird does well. Plays it into the feet of Racky. Racky, he's enjoying holding onto the ball quite a lot tonight, Racky, isn't he? He's full of running and beans.
Twisty-turny.
As now Tatum takes over on this near touchline. Good moving from Higham, but he plays it back to Kay. Kay will switch play out to the far right hand side where Samuel Bard, or Baird, I think he's going to be the Bard of FC United of Manchester, brings the ball forward, but there's no great deal of movement there, and he gives the ball away. The 10 men now of Trafford. It's two apiece still, so plenty of time to go. The ball from left to right hand side, controlled badly by Sean Yedrum, and FC United should have come away with it, but with poor control from Gilchrist. Full plethora of bench of players this evening for FC United of the Manchester. The ball chips over the top, needs to be dealt with by Higham. He clears his lines. Flipping, nice little touch there by Kay. Plays it to Tatum. Tatum back to Higham. Higham switches play again. Controlled by Baird. Plays it simply into the feet of Racky. Racky has the opportunity to bring in Kay. Kay hits the ball forward to McCarthy. McCarthy's touch is good and plays it to Higham. Higham now has Tatum on the left-hand side. But he goes himself, does really well, Higham. Higham now plays inside to McCarthy. McCarthy, two players, three players around him. Holds the ball well, chips the ball to the back post. Chet's headed down. There's an opportunity to make it 3-2 for FC United Manchester with Kieran Glynn. Second challenge comes in on the edge of the area. It's now with Higham again. Can they clear the lines? And McCarthy's slightly injured for a moment there, but he's up and he's okay. And FC have to turn defence into attack, or attack into defence. And Fagbola deals with it. And then the ball now with Baird. Baird plays it back to his goalkeeper in turn, plays it to Kay. Good football from FC United there, Paul.
Yeah, we've come out with a bit of a swagger in the second half, I think. Knocking the ball around with confidence.
We have indeed. We're not allowing the visitors to press us. And now it's Higham in the final third, plays it to Tatum. Tatum 1-2 with Higham. Higham tries to stab the ball forward to Tatum. Tatum into the penalty area. Can he get there? Yes, he can. Strong play from the young man. Ball comes across towards the back post there. And it has to be defended. It's half cleared and picked up by Senior. Senior now. He's already scored one. Chips the ball to the penalty area. It's an awkward ball and a poor one, really. It allows Lawrence Taylor to come away with it. Lawrence Taylor's balling through the middle is a decent one. They've got one man to aim for. And they find that man on the right-hand side in the form of Sean Miller. Miller now against Fagbola, cuts inside. Is he shown too much? He holds the ball well, slips, gets back up again, turns again. First time shot comes in into the arms and midriff of FC United's Allison, who throws the ball out quickly to Senior. Senior has one player in front of him, and he finds that player, and that's McCarthy. McCarthy down the right-hand byline, plays a lovely ball back to Tatum, and then no attempt at the ball, and a free kick in shoes for FC United and Manchester.
And this could be
Senior
another card.
Has gone down injured, and the referee probably will have a word.
It's good how the player tries to walk away.
This man, it's Steve Mason, and he's going to go into the book, you'd expect. As I say, he's been ever present, I think, since 2014 in all the games against FC United Manchester, 13 and 14. In fact, he started his career at Main Road, and he played against FC United at Stalybridge Celtic.
He was
alongside Jerome Wright.
He was sent off against us playing for Trafford a few years back.
He was indeed. He's a competitive centre-half, 29 years of age.
And we've just reached the hour mark.
And it's two apiece, and Kieran Glynn, could he get a decent delivery into this penalty area of the ball? At the back post, it's that man again, Baird, who'll always wait for it. Decent ball comes across everybody, and it's half cleared, and Baird scurries across. I think he'll try and let it go out for a throw-in. He does indeed. Good movement there from Gilchrist, but the throw is going to be eventually taken by... Well, they're waiting for Tatum to come across, and Sam Tatum runs from the centre-half position out to where... his usual position is. I say 1,003 people here this evening, the vast majority FCers. As the ball now with Tatum. Tatum again thinks about going to the byline, cuts inside on, plays it to Racky. Racky sees a man at the back post, and that man is McCarthy. It's headed away, but McCarthy will pick up the second ball. He's got Senior in front of him if he can find him, but he's gone to the byline. And he gets himself, well, not quite yet a throw in. In fact, that looked like it had gone out, but the referee says no and play on. They clear the lines, but only as far as Hayem. He should win the header. Hayem does win the header. Second ball needs to be picked up by a red shirt. The first ball is won initially by a yellow shirt, but the second ball eventually finds Hayem. Hayem and Tatum linking up well on this near touch line, but the ball being whipped across again. Offside decision against
offside.
McCarthy, who just waited for that ball. It was a lovely ball, and he raises his arm to say to Hayem, thanks very much. It was a good ball, but unfortunately he just found himself in an offside position.
You know, you were talking about that Italian place of worship.
Spanish.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Barcelona,
right, okay. I was going to ask you a supplementary, but it's...
Oh. You can't now, because he was based in Italy, wasn't
he?
Have
we blown it? Sorry.
Well, the largest church currently is in Cologne, 513 feet high. It took 635 years to build. The Familia should be finished in 9 years' time for the anniversary of Gaudi. And it is a magnificent building. If you've not been, you really want to go there. It's absolutely fantastic.
Do you want to know something as well, dear listener? There's no script. There's no Wikipedia page open.
Well, why would there be?
Straight out of his head.
Well, it's FC, two apiece here in this cup final. The Trafford goal scorer of the opening goal, Mark Derbyshire, off for a second yellow, bookable offence, a late challenge on Sam Baird. And it's two apiece, but 10 men of Trafford against 11 men of FC is now. Kieran Glynn does really well, plays the ball out to this left-hand side to... Kay's had a good game this evening, plays the ball out now to Tatum. Tatum cuts inside, that's a good ball towards the back post, up goes McCarthy, can he get the head on it? No, he can't. Great defending there from Danny Caldicott, and lovely ball in, and FC United Manchester exerting a little bit more pressure, a little bit more quality, a little bit more panache about the FC swagger. And it's going to be a corner ball. They've left four players up, have Trafford, and Mason against Fagbo with their ball comes to the near post. It meets everybody, but it's McCarthy. He has a shot, it deflects off the shirt of a Trafford player, and FC United, well, Glynn did really well to get back and win that ball, and a late challenge. FC United let the play continue. The referee now's an opportunity. It's Kay on the edge of the penalty area, plays out to Fagbo now. Can he get the ball into the area towards the back post? There's one player, and that's McCarthy. Now there's three players in the penalty area, near post ball this time dealt with. Out comes Shenton. He wanted that delivery to be picked up by himself, but not. And now it's a good play there, though, by Shaw Miller. He was all by himself. He's held the ball for the cavalry to arrive, and it's arrived now with Langford. Langford looking for some support. Good ball to the penalty area. An opportunity for the number 8. Can he get a shot away? Straight to the arms of FC's goalkeeper. Well, Lawrence Taylor made good room there, and he should have done better with the shot, really, Paul.
Yeah, it wasn't really testing for Allinson, unfortunately for them. Good move from Trafford.
It was indeed. They've trying to get back into this game, but here's an opportunity now. Senior wins the ball, can his ball to back of the penalty area? Or back of the goal, I should say. What great defending again. Senior was opening his body to just slot that ball in. Player down injured. Referee should stop the game because the player does look in a bit of pain, to say the very least.
That could have been Senior's second goal of the night.
It was great movement because the ball was played over the top. Senior had seen that Darius Palmer was a little bit awkward. I'm just slightly behind him, and unfortunately he couldn't quite make full contact with it, as Woodzo there. And the reporter from the BBC seems to be enjoying a Bovril or a soup.
A hot beverage.
A hot, lovely hot beverage. That would have been nice, wouldn't it?
Where did you go at half time?
I went to speak to some of our supporters, and the queue was humongous. Yes. What the listeners should know, though, is that when you are not watching high bride telly about churches, you are watching Storage Wars. Actually, I do watch Storage Wars, yes, and I also like American Pickers. That's another good show as well. But that's what I'm going to be doing when I'm in Brussels now. I've been offered an opportunity to go to markets and so on and so forth to bring good clobber back to be sold at extortionate prices in the UK.
Where's my sprout?
Where's my sprout?
Sprout and waffles. That's all you're bringing back.
No, Ben. I don't think I need a van for sprouts and waffles. I think, and they are available mainly
what
in the UK.
Name for a company. Swampy's Sprouts and Waffles.
Well, you can do the waffling. I'll do the sprouting. Now, the player in question who's down injured, it's more cramp than anything else, and he's both got is the physio and Grant Shenton trying to help him out. I think it was a last ditch attempt to stop from Senior from scoring.
We're going to carry him
picked
off.
Picked him up. And, well, that Grant Shenton...
the big hands of Grant Shenton.
Yeah, so the magic sponge. And it's going to be a throw-in. So,
substitution for FC.
Oh, highbrow. Highbrow it should have been. I knew it was. FC United made that substitution. And it's Elliot Simos coming on.
Gilchrist has gone off.
And Gilchrist is the man who has been replaced. We believe that young Elliot Simos is actually Portuguese. Either that or Brazilian, because he was speaking to...
You're basing that on the fact that I heard him speak Portuguese to Basso.
So he's either going to be Portuguese or Brazilian? Yes. Why are you saying it like that?
No, I'm just saying that's what I'm basing it on.
Yeah, well, that's... Okay. Thanks, Ben. You just ruined that bit again. Can't help yourself, can you? Free kick FC United. The match is good play there by McCarthy.
I'm just a walking footnote.
Yeah. Oh, what note?
Footnote.
Oh, yeah, you said it again. Yeah, you're right. What's the referee doing now? He's blowing his whistle.
Oh, he's off for a walk somewhere.
He's off for a little... Oh, he wants to have a chat to the number six. Yeah.
No kick ball.
Kicking the ball away. That's going to help a team of 10 men, isn't it? Blow me neck. Anyway, the free kick's taken and the ball's on the halfway line with Fagbola. He plays it to Hyam. Hyam plays it to Kay. Kay stabs it back to Hyam. Hyam plays it back to Fagbola. 22 minutes of the second half gone.
I don't know if you noticed, but Donny came on for Palmer for traffic.
Thanks very much for that, Paul, as FC now work their magic down the left-hand side. It's with Hyam. He's got Tatum just on the overlap. Tatum now takes over. He plays it inside to Elliot Simos, and he's got great little feet, this kid. Plays it inside now to FC United's number 11. First time shot comes in, charged down well, and Caldergott comes away with it. And the 10 men of Trafford try to attack down the far side of the ground. It's the number 11 on the ball, Miller. Plays inside, the referee gets in the way completely and helps FC United of Manchester. And now Kieran Glynn plays the ball forward, offside again for McCarthy. He doesn't know he's offside.
And he's fallen over anyway.
I don't often squeeze your leg, Swampy, but I feel like I have to squeeze your leg.
McCarthy.
Sorry.
He hasn't seen the flag. He went around the goalkeeper and then basically did a Torvald Dean. The ball went off.
Modern day Torvald Dean. It was no Sarajevo, was it, Paul?
I don't think it was a 10.
I'd give him a 10 for that.
He might be wearing 10.
Poor lad. Goodness gracious, he's so relieved that the flag was up. As the ball on far left hand side. Good play there from Trafford substitution. And then there's a late challenge again on Sam Baird. I mean, that was a scissor challenge, wasn't it, from behind?
They keep looking for Baird, don't they?
Well, it's because Baird seems to be all over the pitch, isn't he? But halfway line. Still two apiece, though. Let's not forget that as McCarthy loses out to the number seven, Palmer. Ball chipped forward, chested down, and dealt with well by Danny Rackie. The two eights there battling against each other, Lawrence Taylor and Danny Rackie. And Rackie on the ball now. Plays it inside to onto this left hand side to Hyam over the halfway line. Back to Rackie. Kay says, "I'll have it." He's about 15 yards away from him and he plays it across field to him. Touch by Kay was poor, but good play there by FC United of Manchester's Samuel Baird. And the referee, I think, is going to be booking somebody. He wants to have a chat to the captain. Oh, and he's on his little walk. He's on his little walk around, the referee. And the referee pointing to the imaginary loads of free kicks conceded.
Very naughty.
He's just basically gone up to the captain, right? This is how ridiculous he is. He went to the captain and said, "The number 12 who's just come on has made three or four different challenges in the 3 seconds he's been on. Next one, he's off for a yellow card, or he's going to get a yellow card conceded."
There's another foul.
That was a slip.
Dear,
the referee's dreadful, isn't he?
He is.
Very poor. Lawrence Taylor there, adjudged to have impeded an FC player when there was just a slip.
A free kick in a dangerous place.
They're all dangerous
on the
places.
Pitch.
On the pitch, yes. Well, they've left one man up, the visitors, or the 10 men. Of the Shaw Miller's been left up on top. And now it's
light.
Danny Rackie with an opportunity for a shot. The wall 5 yards into the penalty area, so he'll whip this in. And he hits the head of a player, but here comes Kieran Glynn, first time shot. That's ball charged down again. Ball headed back in. A hint of handball there, but not given, and Rackie stabbed the ball away for a throw on this near touchline. Well, for all the possession the FC are having, and for all the quality, they just can't get this killer goal. And we've had 27 minutes gone. There's a goal at Farsley Celtic, though, that's more important, Ben. 56 minutes, the boy does it again. Archer, brilliant from
I think
brilliant
that's
finish.
Probably them in the playoffs. Just to confirm,
yeah,
in the FPL Premier.
As the ball played back, we've got to cathedrals. Massive amounts of money being donated by people who have very little money to build temples of God in the hope that they get rewarded into the next life. Well, it's interesting you should say that, because all the money, as the ball is played back and FC United have to defend this ball, Fagbola has to win it, and good play from Fagbola there.
Was that Charlie Church, by the way?
I say bold, wasn't it?
No, it was from our Leicester RE teacher.
Oh, right.
All the money, incidentally, though, goes to build the church is from the money that they get from tourism. As the ball to the penalty, there's an opportunity, an offside decision. And the number 11, well, he puts it, the ball in the back of the net, Shaw Miller. But the flag was up well before that, so it remains two apiece. Yeah, all the money comes from the donations made to get into the... Into it.
Heaven.
Into heaven. Yeah. As the ball far left hand side, defended well by Caldecott. Ball picked up now by Chris Palmer. Plays it back. Ball into the feet now of Yeldrum. Yeldrum being charged down there, and FC's Rackie adjudged to have conceded a free kick, and the ball chipped over the top.
That's a great finish from Glynn.
Lovely.
He's going to get booked for it.
He wants to have a word with him about it.
Do you reckon that's in response to our chats at half time, where we always say Glynn can't shoot from distance?
We are 17 minutes away from a penalty shootout.
We've got one here. I'm saving my Ron Jeremy jokes for the last game of the season, but I can't help reflecting that the commentary team actually said earlier the big number 9. Where's it gone? I've lost it.
Who's Ron Jeremy, by the way?
Oh, we'll come back to the big number 9. The ref had no choice but to blow.
Who's Ron Jeremy?
Don't know, Ben.
We'll look him up. Has he got a Wikipedia page?
Has the ball back in play. from the throw-in it's taken. It's picked up by the number 12, Jack Dorney. Good player, Jack Dorney. Been around a while and showed good quality. Plays it back to Caldecott. Caldecott plays the ball up in turn to Taylor. Yeah, we've had atheism, we've had churches, we've had all sorts this evening. I'll try not to talk about atheist stuff then, say building beautiful cathedrals is justified. Grr. Ooh, being told off.
All right, Charlie.
Well, here comes Kerry England, plays the ball out left-hand side now to McCarthy, outside the penalty area. McCarthy, can he cut inside and get the shot away? Ooh, no he can't, but I'll tell you what, if he'd gone down there, there was a touch on him, and the referee's down! The referee is down! The comedy now, the night, referee is down. We can confirm the referee is down. He got up too quickly for my liking.
You think he should have taken account?
Should have booked himself, because that was simulation from the referee.
He should have had a word.
We've had it all tonight.
Michael, is it straight to pens, yeah?
Straight to penalties, Ben, yes it is. You should have asked us. You don't need to shout out to your friends at the FA.
About 3 minutes ago.
Yes,
you weren't listening.
I'm just...
30 minutes gone, 15 minutes to go, two apiece here, 10 men of Trafford against 11 men of FC United of Manchester, and Taylor takes over, but it's given away by Tatum. There's an opportunity for Yeldrum again, and Yeldrum against Tatum.
Dreadful challenge for a foul.
The ball though back with the visitors on the halfway line, all the way back to the goalkeeper for Shenton. Being charged down and chased down by Kieran Glynn. Glynn's looking for some cavalry to come and help him out, but Shenton has the ball back. Message from the terraces, what happens if it's a draw at full time? Well, penalties.
Straight to penalties.
Well, Yeldrum there looking a bit tired. And the ball now with FC United from the throw-in with Fagbola. Well, the call of attack, attack, attack. You're not going to do that from your own third, but the ball now with Baird. Plays it back to Fagbola. Fagbola brings in Kay. Kay can drive the ball forward now, perhaps. Simple ball out left-hand side to Tatum on the halfway line. Ball played into the feet and midriff of McCarthy. Ball chipped to the halfway line. Cut out by a red shirt and Tatum takes over. I should say Hyam takes over, 1-2 there. He tries to bring in Elliot Simoes, and the referee judges Simoes to have impeded Steve Mason, and a free kick to the visitors as a substitution about to be made by the visitors. And it's going to be Yeldrum to come off, and coming on, I think, is that the number, is that say 14 over there?
I think it's Danny Frost.
Number 14, Liverpool winning by 5-1. And it's going to be 14 coming on. Is it Danny Frost coming on? Well, it could be Liverpool's year, couldn't it? In the European Cup, if they've beaten Roma by 5-1.
Oh, they might lose the final. It's Real Madrid.
Here comes another sub for FC.
It's going to be Tom Greaves. I would have thought that warm-up is familiar.
McCarthy.
McCarthy off, Greaves on. And there's going to be a double substitution, actually. FC United manager Tyrrell Palmer's going to come on as well. So it'll be interesting to note who's coming off. Are these the penalty takers?
I think it's Tatum.
It's not, actually. It's going to be Luke Hyam
coming off.
Hyam coming off. And
Palmer
FC United and Manchester's Tyrrell Palmer. So you'll probably find that...
The most rubbish penalty takers have come off.
The what? Well, you've got a left footer there, and you know, you want a left footer to be taking your penalties, like Kevin Sheedy and his magic left foot. Anyway, after all, this is going to be a...
Not Colin Gibson and his magic left foot.
Colin Gibson was just magic, let's give him that. Up goes Sam Baird, he wins the first header. FC United a bit slow to react to the second ball, but, well, he does really well, Rocky, to... make amends, and the ball played forward now. A 1-2 between FC United and Manchester, and it's a 4-2 Greaves. Greaves plays the ball out left hand side. It's a woeful ball by Greaves, and if I was him, I'm the manager, I'd be taking him off. Yeah, it's his first touch. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
As the manager broke it down.
Come away with it now. Jack Dorney on the ball. Doney plays it to this right hand side, just below us. Goes all the way back. Steve Mason is the man who has the ball at his feet, plays it across to Caldecott. Caldecott back to Mason. If there are any Trafford fans listening this evening, good evening to you. We hope you've enjoyed the nonsense so far. And there's
and we're not talking about the referee.
Oh, there's a supporter on the pitch with a green ball. Come on, Greavesy. Really enjoying the commentary. Great work, lads. There's, again, a challenge on FC United, the Manchester Sam Baird. It's just permanent, isn't it? Oh, and the referee's not like what the number 14 said.
It's Danny Frost.
And
he's just come on.
Danny Frost has been on the pitch 10 seconds. And it's going to be a yellow card.
He's obviously said a bad word.
The referee is absolutely minging. He really is. He's just minging. He's vermin minging, hanging, steaming, minging, vermin, minging. Blooming heck.
In the Mancunian vernacular.
The play's been on 10 seconds and he's done nothing. Yellow card though, and FC United though, with Terrell Palmer on the edge of the penalty area, plays the ball into the area. Oh, Greaves was thinking about the overhead kick and then thought of his back.
he thought of his age.
Oh, he went, oh, 33 yesterday. Oh, I don't think I could do that. But it's a throw in.
Happy birthday, we should say as well.
I was leaving that a little later on.
Have you got him a card?
Oh, his cards? No, hold on a second. You're giving him his cards. Mate, give him a chance. He's only been in the job for 6 months. Baird goes up, wins the header, does well. Ball flicked into the penalty area. Elliot nearly got on the end of that. Kieran Glynn trying to win the ball back, but good strong challenge there by Tatum. Tatum plays it into Glynn. Glynn's turn is good.
Another foul been given.
Taken very quickly, and FC United Manchester referee says no.
He wouldn't let us take it quickly.
I've got to say, I mean, I'm not saying it again. I've already said what I'm thinking about. He really is poor. I mean, this is probably, you know, the standard Woodzo used to be at when he was refereeing.
That good.
But anyway, FC have a free kick on the edge of the area where we had one. Very similar position,
and he hit
a bit further back, and I think towards the back post this ball's going to go this time from Racky. That's a decent ball in towards the back post. That goes off screens. Greaves, who's it for? Four-way, it's cleared. The referee gets in the way.
Referee loves this game, doesn't he?
He's fallen over. He's given FC two opportunities as Greaves down the penalty area. Can he keep the ball in play? Yes, he can. He goes towards the byline, though. Plays it to Elliot Simos. Simos now. Simple ball to Racky. Racky takes it to the byline. But he's got Tatum behind. Tatum now. Can he drill the ball into the area? Whipping across. Well, he plays it to Glynn instead. Glynn's got Terrell to the right-hand side. Terrell takes over now. Crisp passing from Terrell. Required. First half shot comes in. Oh, I tell you what. That's just a whisper wide. See what I did there? Crisp passing from Terrell. Okay. Thanks. No. I think of these on the spur as well. I don't write them down. Where's this coming from, Ben?
Live and exclusive.
Where's
just a fan.
Oh, okay.
Eight minutes left.
Just a few highlights. Well, to be honest, if it goes to penalties, and
Trafford won this cup on penalties in 2014.
Hey, the referees give a free kick the other way.
Oh, we covered that game. Didn't we?
Good line.
Ball chipped forward, and no one anticipating it for the visitors.
And that was a 2-2 draw as well.
Well, we need to kill this game off in regulation play because we don't want penalties.
They're rubbish to commentate on.
The awfulest. Elliot Simos now. He's got lovely elevation on his balls there, and he charges down the left hand side. He's plays it inside now to Tatum. Tatum. Ball gets lost under his feet, but he plays it back to Elliot. Elliot does really well, rides one challenge. He opens his body, gets a shot away. Oh, what a save from the goalkeeper. But what a lovely bit of play from the youngster. He opened his body, he wriggled round two players, and then he unleashed could have been a Jake Cottrell beast, but not quite. And it remained two apiece, but a good effort there.
It was a rather silky stroke of the ball, wasn't it? The way he hit it.
It was easy for you to say. As Racky takes his corner to his. Towards the back post it goes, headed across. Who's on the end of it? Well, Caldecott got his first touch. First time shot comes in there from Elliot again, and there was a plethora of players in his way, and he stabbed the ball forward. It's very simple and dealt with by Shenton, who hits a long looping ball which is controlled on the chin of FC United Manchester's number 11 there, Samuel Tatum, and it's out for a throw in. It's very hard to control the ball on your chin, and someone wants Tom to get him up for five last. Tom Storm. Come on, Tom, get him up. Well, I have been advised Tom has got a lift home, so that's good news.
What, off you?
Yes, I'm forsaking him for Ben.
Oh, don't forsake me.
It's Tatum. Oh, the referee's in the way again, but he's already given the free kick. I want to know what Woodzo's thoughts are on this referee. Woodzo, give me your thoughts on the referee. He's a clown. He's a clown, though, isn't he?
He's not had a great game, shall we say.
But he has been entertaining. Anyway, the ball comes into the penalty area, so it's the back post it goes. An opportunity for Trafford to try and make something of this, and it's half cleared, and should be out for a goal. Oh no, it stayed. Yeah, the ball spun back and stayed in play. Cleared by FC United of Manchester. Across comes Tom Greaves. If the bounce is awkward, but a good player there, to be honest, though, by the skipper. Steve Mason. In fact, I'm doing a disservice there. It wasn't Steve Mason, it was Chris Palmer. It's FC now with K. The ball plays forward. It's intercepted by Caldecott. Picked up by Terrell Palmer. Nice ball by Palmer. Plays the ball into the penalty. First time ball comes in. And, that was good football from Terrell Palmer. And then the second ball played in by Seedy, who's been playing very deep in the second half. FC United utilising that extra man. And it's back to the halfway line with Fagbola. Fagbola plays it across to Baird. Coming to the time of the game, lads, where we're thinking about man of the matches. Ball up to Greaves. Greaves' touch lets him down initially, and then he concedes a free kick.
Is that somebody you can name as man of the match who then goes on to miss the killer penalty?
Well, I don't know, because there's an opportunity here now. There's a ball. This has to be cleared by Allenson. It was a quick free kick taken. FC United weren't at the races there. Too many red shirts just walking back. And with 4.5 minutes of this second half remaining, it's two apiece and a throw-in to Trafford. So your thoughts? Yeah, well, you could do that, I suppose. I mean,
Kay's had a good game.
Yes, he has had a very good game. I think Danny Rackie's been excellent as well. Those two have linked up very well, but FC United have to defend this ball on the far right, on this far near touchline. Well, actually, they've got themselves a throw-in. Still time for either team to get the winning goal, because there is no extra time. Straight to penalties as Tatum loses out, and here comes Jack Dorney. Dorney cuts inside. He has an opportunity for a shot, and he takes the shot, and it was wide of the post, but if he'd got his foot around that and wrapped it around that, it could have been into the top corner, but it wasn't.
Is this ref going to be fussy enough to demand a lot of penalty retakes?
Which end's he going to do it?
Ah, well.
Now, the goal kick taken quickly. Touch and turn from Kieran Glynn. Wonderful. Ball played inside now to Terrell Palmer. He needs to get the ball out wide right quickly. He does. He finds Senior. Senior now has got Greaves. It would be out if Greaves will score the winner. Down the right-hand side. Here comes Palmer. The ball to the penalty area. Goes everybody. And it's cleared again. Great defending. But the ball there to the penalty area. And it's a chase on there. Now, the referee for me there should be booking Rackie, because he did exactly what Derbyshire did in the first half. Attempted, as the chuck comes in from FC United's Elliot Simos. But Rackie there, trying to bring a player down, missed him. The intent was there, and that's what Derbyshire's first booking was for. It was the intent, because he never touched the FC United player, did he, in that first half?
Well, he has been consistently inconsistent.
Indeed he has. It won't surprise me if he puts a board up of, say, 19 minutes. Oh, we're into the 44th minute now.
Might be minus one.
Curzon are winning, isn't he? Curzon are winning as well, are he, tonight? 2-1. As Sam Baird wins the header. Terrell Palmer can't afford to lose it there, but he wasn't watching the ball. And they've given it away. I've been impressed with this guy all night, Lawrence Taylor. He's just got about his business well. More played up to Dorney. Dorney plays it out wide right hand side now to Langford, ball into the penalty area, but not sufficiently good enough, and it was a nice ball from Sam Baird, and the ball played on now to Cedia, bombing down that right hand side, ball to the penalty, an opportunity here, but good defending again, and
Tom Greaves waiting to pull the trigger.
I think Tom Greaves maybe of 2 seasons ago would have just got in front of the defender there and possibly put it away, but he just hung back a little bit, and it was a good ball in, good football initially for the youngsters of FC United of Manchester, as the ball now with Elliot Simos does really well, pushed out, and it should be a goal kick probably from the referee's perspective, looking for a free kick. FC United there not getting one. 1 minute to go, we wait for the additional minute to arrive.
There's been a good ebb and flow about this second half, and it's a shame we haven't got extra time in a way, because it's building up to like a good finish.
It is indeed.
Better than penalties.
And let's be honest, the work rate of Trafford has been superb in the second half. They've been down to 10 men for large parts of it, and they've still carried on working and working and working. They've got a big game on Thursday against Colwyn Bay, and you know, it's one of those where do you put all your eggs in one basket. They haven't played their main striking force this evening, in fairness, but FC have to clear the lines. Rocky doesn't get the first hand on it, but Baird wins the second ball, looking for a bit of movement there. Terrell Palmer has made that movement, but it leaves it to Kay instead, and there is a board about to go up, but Rocky is the man that takes over halfway line. It's a simple ball out to this left hand side required, he plays it to him and then plays it back to Rocky. Rocky now to Kieran Glynn. Glynn can't afford to lose it on the halfway line, and doesn't. And here he goes now, goes past one challenge. Ball finds favourably for Palmer, and the ball on the halfway line with Kay. Did you see the ball go up?
Oh.
It was four additional minutes. Ball played up now to Kieran Glynn from Baird. Goes inside, hits it out wide right hand side. And here comes Terrell Palmer from distance, going to try a shot. Straight to the arms of FC, the ex-FC goalkeeper Shenton. And for me, that ball's going out wide right to the likes of Senior, who could have put a better delivery in, perhaps from 30 yards, having a shot against a quality keeper. You're going to have to be very, very accurate. And unfortunately, it was a simple save for the goalkeeper. And now from defence to attack, they go. But a good play there by Senior. What engine he has.
Senior's also had a very good game.
Yeah, he has indeed. He's been absolutely excellent. As the ball played up now, Greaves holds onto it, plays it out wide right, and wide right now to Senior, to Palmer. Palmer back to Senior. Senior whips one in. That's a decent ball. Oh, and Greaves nearly gets his head on it. Second ball needs to be cleared by Caldecott, and eventually he does that. He's only got one play to aim for, but it's a good header from Fagbola. Plays it to Kay. Kay plays it to this left hand side to Tatum. Tatum now has Rocky in front of him. He also has FC United's Kieran Glynn. He also wide right has the ever running, ever present Senior. Senior goes past one, this time he loses out. Good challenge there from Trafford. Fagbola needs to win the second ball, and Tatum's back defending and has to win that as well, and he does win that. Baird, simple ball out left hand side over the halfway line to Rocky. Rocky tries to play a diagonal ball, he does really well there, and it's a chase on now for Palmer to keep the ball in play. He does keep the ball in play. Plenty of red shirts in the penalty area. Delivery required. Ball comes across everybody. Oh, it's dreadful. Straight into the arms of Shentz. And two additional minutes of this remaining four to go. And
2-2.
Ben's reading the Guardian. Ball out wide right hand side. Miscontrolled from Chris Palmer. FC take the throw in quickly.
Bad ball that from Glynn.
It was a death ball from Glynn, in fairness, but throw in taken quickly. Glynn to Kay. Kay nearly loses out on that there. Plays, has to play back to Fagbola. There's five red shirts in their own penalty, in their own half, when we should have the ball in the other half. But anyway, Kay now plays a nice ball to Glynn. Glynn, one last opportunity for FC United to kill this game before penalties. Plays it out wide right hand side to Palmer in the right back position, but he's 30 yards into the opposition half. Requirement of good quality balls into the area needed. Ball out left hand side to Rocky. Rocky, can he whip it in? That's not a bad ball. Can Greaves get on the end of it? Greaves is there! Oh, and into the arms of the goalkeeper it goes. He got in between two defenders there. He nodded it down, but he didn't quite get quite enough on it. And
not quite
into the arms of Shentz. But Shentz himself, to be honest, got in a good position. And it remains two apiece, and we are into the death of this game of football. It's going straight to penalties. And
Game of Thrones.
It's a throw in for FC United deep in their own half. We've got the ball back first. We have got the ball back now. Racky wants it. Racky gets it. Plays it in. It's a throw in to Trafford. And there's a number of players out there from Trafford that are stretching out and
suffering.
I mean, it's been a tough game. They've had a lot of games this season. And they're in the thick of it for the league still. And they have an opportunity here now in the final seconds, unless FC United can come away with it. Kay does really well. Plays it to Elliot Simos. Simos now runs with the ball over the halfway line. Plays it to Kieran Glynn. Glynn, go forward with it. Oh, Glynn's ball is woeful. And it would have made any difference anyway. The ball went 10 yards. And the game finishes a draw here at Ewen Fields. And it's going to be penalties. First penalty to be taken by Trafford's number 12, Jack Dorney. Left footed. What can he do? Jack Dorney steps up. Straight down the middle, 1-0. Next player to come up is FC United Manchester's player manager, Tom Greaves. Now, I was watching hockey do this the other day, and you know what they did? All those players that were taking penalties were there, having a little huddle, and everyone that wasn't involved wasn't there, so you don't have this ridiculous long walk. And I think it's crazy. But anyway, Tom Greaves steps up against Grant Shenton. Greavesy, can he make it one apiece? Yes, he can. The next person to step up is going to be Chris Palmer. Had a decent game, Chris Palmer, number 7 for Trafford. Right footed against Lloyd Allenson. Yeah, takes 8 to 10 steps back. He steps up. What can he do? Oh, great penalty. Great penalty. To the goalkeeper goes to the right side, but he was never going to get on the end of that. And FC United match is now Joel Senior. Possibly today's man of the match, Joel Senior, depending if he scores his penalty or not. Because he's had a very, very good game. But it remains. It's 2-1 now, and Joel Senior. Steve,
has he got the energy left?
The man from the BBC is very confident in something happening. And
a decisive moment.
Senior, he's had a great, great season. He steps up. Can he make it 2 apiece? No, he can't. Great save from Grant Shenton. Shenton got down to his right hand side, and it was a good strong palm there. Good arm, wasn't it?
Advantage Trafford.
Well, it's going to be Danny Caldecott. Again, he's had a workmanlike performance. And I think Caldecott is a player who actually drills them. I think I remember him taking a few penalties. He has in the past, absolutely leathered and left-footed again.
Well, down the middle.
Steps up. What can he do? Oh, what a save from FC United, the Manchester's Allison. That was a wonder save, because he palmed it up over the bar from distance. Great save. Shenton's was quality, Allison's was class.
So this is penalty number 6,
Scott Kay, 2 apiece. Penalty number 6, Scott Kay, the skipper.
It's still 2-1 to Trafford.
Yeah,
he's anticipating here.
2-1, yes, of course, sorry. Scott Kay, what could he do? Steps up. Kay against Shenton. Oh, back on level terms. Good penalty from the skipper there. Calm, coolness personified.
So, 3 penalties each, 2-2.
And it's going to be now, I think, is it the number 11? It is indeed for Trafford. And again, a bit of quality about Sean Miller in parts. Miller steps up against Allison. Miller, over the bar! His hands in his head, he can't believe he's put it over the bar, but he has.
So,
and now, Kieran Glynn.
Big chance for Glynn now to take the advantage. 3-3.
It's a pity Williams isn't taking one, but after him you have Williams, Glynn. The old bank, too old for you to that, Ben. You won't remember that. Well, Grant Shenton's disappeared. Oh, no, he's there. Kieran Glynn against Shenton. He steps up.
Yeah.
the side of the bar and down. If you're going to score a penalty, make it look spectacular, like Kieran Glynn always does. So that's 3-2 to FC.
And we've got one penalty apiece left.
Yeah. And the penalty taker for Trafford will be Danny Frost.
Frost must score this penalty.
Frost must score.
Otherwise, the trophy comes back to Mostyn.
Danny Frost against FC United's Allanson. It's a long rope from Frost. What can he do? He misses! That's what he can do! He missed by a country mile! And FC United retain the Manchester Premier Cup in a penalty shootout. A wonder save from FC United's Allanson and a good save from Grant Shenton. But FC United, well, overall, they deserve the game. They deserve to win it.
Yes.
And, well, I'm that excited about the victory. I'm giving away my team sheets. That's how happy I am. Your thoughts, Paul?
It's a bonus, really, isn't it? I mean, survival was the aim of the game. To come here tonight and retain the trophy, it's nice. You know, it's a place in the Europa League. More money next season.
Yeah, good point, well made. And if we can get to the final after three games next season, that'd be even more. That'd be wonderful again,
well,
wouldn't it?
We'll get a bye again in the first round for being the holders.
We get a bye, and then we get another bye, and we might get a bye straight to the final next year.
Yeah, well, just play the final.
Yeah, just go straight to the final.
Yeah. Do we keep the trophy if we win it three in a row?
Well, to be honest, we melt it down, we might get a few quid for it. We need all the money we can get, don't we? So, well, we now have all the dignitaries and the thank yous to the referee and all the rest of it, and I've got to say the referee deserves well a special award this afternoon, because I know Bellevue Circus has been closed down for many a year, but he's one of the biggest clowns I've seen in this area for some time.
The Bell End Award.
What? He was awful. Really was.
I think we've got to give Trafford a lot of credit. Playing with 10 men for a lot of the second half.
But as I say,
they're still hung up.
I look at
Kieran Glynn, man of the match.
There you go. There's a decision made.
Well, not by us. That's not our decision. It's he's done very well, and fair play to him. He's a talented young man, and let's hope he can progress and turn the quality that he possesses in an FC shirt into a team full of winners for the next season.
The match officials. He's got a smile on his face.
Yeah. Everyone's cheering the assistants, but booing the referee.
Just to show that it was him.
If he just steps back now a couple of yards and then falls over again, that would make my night. Because, goodness gracious. He was
photo
just
bomb.
That doesn't really work on radio, that does it? Photo bomb. You can leave now. Go on, you can leave.
Sod off.
We don't need you, ref.
Despite the referee, we've had a good game.
It was a good game of football,
to
be honest.
Trafford, to be fair.
Sorry?
Trafford have had a good game, too.
Yeah, I just hope it hasn't taken too much out of them for Thursday and for Saturday.
Let's hope they get promotion, anyway.
Well, let's hope teams get promoted in that division, because it would be very remiss of us to be having to be a bit biased, because we do our national show on there. Oh, sorry, I do my national show, don't I?
we just merely do the NPL, Ben.
But, good evening. Entertaining football to us. It shows what can be played on a 3G pitch. If we played like where did we play last year, Oldham Athletic. Goodness, it was a particularly poor game as well, wasn't it? And then that was something to do with the pitch, was absolutely awful.
And the wind, if you remember.
The wind and the pitch was dreadful. This has been superb here at Ewen Fields, and you know, it's a testament to a good quality football pitch, 4G. And so who are we giving our man of the match? Who are we giving our man of the match to? I think we're going to give it to, we're talking about senior. Kay was right up there, and Racky was right up there as well, wasn't he?
Yeah. between those three, really.
Yeah, I think Senior, really, with because he got the equaliser. He makes amends for the mistake he made leading to the second goal for Trafford. The base is stuck to the table.
We're going to put the trophy in the post.
Come on. I've never seen this much excitement over three games of football played in a cup final. Come on, FC, well done. You've got to be in it to win it, though. That's the thing, isn't it?
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tonnes of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.